Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson bunts towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Robinson moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Busby throws the ball into Adair, who tags Minoso trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Robinson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Sievers moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Smith moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Carrion moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrion moves to third. Pierce moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Pierce moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis is hit by the pitch. Pierce scores. Aparicio moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Wes Stock now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Minoso takes first base on ball four. Aparicio scores. Robinson moves to third. Landis moves to second. It's 6-0, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Robinson scores. Landis moves to third. Minoso moves to second. It's 7-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Wes Stock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stock strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-0 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-1 in the game. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-1 in the game. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Robinson moves to third. Brandt moves to second. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce bunts in front of the plate. Triandos fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields the ball and throws to stock covering. Safe. Carrion scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Breeding pinch hits for Jerry Adair. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Breeding now playing second base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt now playing center field. Dick Williams now playing left field. Dick Hyde now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith is walked intentionally. Billy Heft now pitching. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Landis scores. Smith moves to second. It's 9-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos fires to first and picks off Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Carrion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Triandos for a passed ball. Carrion moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pierce is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carrion moves to third. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, White Sox. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-1 in the game. Breeding strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing center field. Marv Thronberry now playing first base. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a pop-up towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thronberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Robinson moves to third. Snyder moves to second. It's 9-2, White Sox. Warren Hacker now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hacker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Snyder scores. Thornberry moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Whitey Herzog pinch hits for Billy Heft. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Fisher now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-2 in the game. Breeding hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Breeding moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Orioles 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. Two outs. It's 10-4, White Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robinson. Landis goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 11-4, White Sox. J.C. Martin pinch runs for Roy Sievers. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. J.C. Martin now playing first base. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Baltimore Orioles, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.